the day that we commemorate to our parents, our ancestors. You know that every year or every month, at least we have one special day. We do celebrate a Valentine's Day, the day that we're thinking about our loved one. And we may buy a bundle of roses to present as a gift, as something to present our love to our loved one. On Christmas Day, we may buy some gifts for our loved one, our friends, and maybe people around we know. On Easter Day, we also buy something for someone. And you know that different kind of holidays, we will have different kind of gifts to show love to our loved one. Same thing. On the Mother's Day, we also buy something for Mother. In Vietnamese tradition, especially in Buddhism, today is the day to show love to both Mother and Father. Not only parents, but also for ancestors. So if we do not recognize how important at this event, then now we should know that this is a very special event to all the Vietnamese Buddhism. Because today is the day to show our remembrance to our ancestors, our parents, even though who passed away already, especially who still alive with us. And we should know that life is short, and we will never know what will happen to one of our parents of tomorrow. So therefore, if the mother and the father are still alive with us, and we should know that, that is a big gift in our life. If we lost a friend, we can find another friend. If we lost our lover, we can find another one. But you cannot find your real, your blood parents. So when they're still there with you, we should recognize them completely. In Buddhism, what is the main practice? Mindfulness. Mindfulness means you're able to recognize what is right in front of you in the present moment. For example, each of you right now in front of me, I recognize you exactly who you are. And this is my practice. So what is the main practice in Buddhism? Recognize every single thing that appears right in front of us. If you are drinking a glass of water, you know this is a glass of water that you are drinking. This is called mindfulness. So when you eat, you know you are eating. Then when we have the parents there for us, we know that we are happy. I ordained a monk at the age of 15. I don't have much time with my parents. And sometimes they come to the temple and visit me. And I know that they are getting older. My mother is now weaker. Even she's still working hard for my brother, for her grandchildren. But her health is low, is down each day. So we should know that the more we grow up, the more older of our parents. This is the balance of life. So when you become the adult, when you turn 18, 19, 20, that means our parents are getting older. So what is the meaning of today's ceremony? To remind us, do not forget how precious, how happiness we have. So why we have Valentine's Day? To remind us, do not forget your loved ones still there for you. Why we have Mother's Day? Do not forget your parents there for you. So we have holidays every month, at least one special day. The Veterans Day, the Remembrance Day, the Thanksgiving Day, the Mother's Day, the Father's Day. Every single month we have different kind of holidays. What does that mean? To remind us, do not forget. So we may buy a lot of gifts for our girlfriend, for our boyfriend, for our wife, for our husband. But sometimes we forgot a gift for our mother, our father. But what is the gift that the parents looking for? Not presents, but your presence. Your presence is a present. Your presence is a gift for them. Sometimes I travel a lot. My mother called to the temple and she recognized that I'm home today. She's so happy. And if she said, I say, oh, I'm flying again tomorrow. She said, again? You fly again? That means she always feel that, you know, as a mother, even though I'm in the temple, but if I see know that I'm in the city with her, that means she feel that I'm there for her. So sometimes we feel disagree with the love of our parents because we feel that they overlap. But I guarantee you, there is no love can compare with the parents' love. Because all different kinds of love, they have conditions. They have policy. But with the parents' love, no policy, no conditions. The parents' love is countless love. They never count for us. But when we do something for parents, we will count. For example, if the mother says, can you please wash the dishes for me? You will say, we will say, why me again? I washed yesterday already. Why don't you call sister? Why don't you call brother? But if you come to your parents to ask something, they will do everything for you. When you're sick, they can decide you all day long. They can take good care for us. They never write in their mind anything that they have done for us. But we are different. We always count. We always remember what we have done for parents. So the rose that we pinned on our shirt today is just a symbol to remind us that the mother, the father is there for us. In the tradition, when you lost your mother, you will receive a white one. When your father is still there, you receive the pink or the red one. So when you have the white one, don't be completely sad, but just to remind you, you are no longer have a mother as a physical form, but your mother in your heart, your mother in your blood, your mother in every single breath you make. Because your life is the parent's life. Your happiness is the parent's happiness. You may not recognize this. You may not achieve this level with me because you are not the parent yet. But when you really become a parent, you will automatically understand the parent's love. But now you want to turn back to love your parents, but maybe too late. Maybe they are not like, no longer there. More than 2,000 years ago, one day the Buddha passed by the whole mountain of bones, different kind of bones. The Buddha kneel down and do the three vows to the mountains of bones, of ashes. The whole community of monastics wonder, Buddha, why do you do that? Why do you bow to the bundle of ashes? The Buddha said, maybe in this mountain of bones and ashes, there are my parents in previous life. Ananda, can you please help me to select the bones of the men and the bones of the ladies? Ananda said, I can recognize ladies and men in their bones, but I am able to recognize when they all become bones. The Buddha said, there is a way to select. If you see the white bone look heavy, that is the men's bone. But if you lift up, there is some bone turn black and light. That is the lady's bone. Why is that? Because the father gives birth to many children, many babies. Ananda, there are 10 things that the parents have done for us. The father carried us for 9 months. The mother never dared to walk fast, never dared to eat anything that may harm their child in the womb. So with these 9 months, the mother completely cared for the baby in the womb. Not yet. After the due date, she has put a lot of work, a lot of effort. Not yet. During the delivery time, she is very painful. So, we may ask ourselves a question. We get that lot of things for our girlfriend, our boyfriend. But we may do something for our parents with a very angry way. If a boyfriend calls us, our girlfriend calls us, can you bring me to Walmart? Sure, I will be there in 5 minutes, honey. But if the mother calls us, can you bring me to the temple? Why you go to the temple all the time? Why you bother my time? But we're willing to afford our time, our effort to our boyfriend, to our girlfriend, to our wife, to our husband. This is not wrong, but not fair. You treat your loved one good, that's nice. But to be fair to the parents, why can't we treat the same way to our parents? One who gives us all their love, all their attention. So today, it's not just a ceremony that we come to pick the rose of the church, just to pray, to eat, and we go home. But for all of us to take time to reflect, what I have done for my parents. If you have not yet done anything yet, still not late. You can turn and do something for your parents. If you're still in school, go to school. Do not skip school. Make them happy with your good marks. Make them happy with your daily. Do not just attach your time to playing games and forgot your homework, forgot your meal time. You can have the iPad, you can have technology more and more, but remember, you do not have much time with your parents. We do not have much time with our loved ones because their life is limited. But the life of technology is on and on. You have plenty time of technology, but you do have limited time for your loved one. I have talked to a young girl. When she goes to the temple with her mother, she upset. The mother cried, "Honey, can you please give mother some time with me? Because this is the only happy time that I have in the temple." She says, "But I'm not happy." When I heard that, I called that young girl and said, "How old are you now?" She said, "I'm 15. I told her, "You have plenty of time for yourself, but you do not have much time with your mother. You may spend time for yourself, for your loved one, plenty, but not much time with your mother. Why don't you take this time with her? Let's suppose, if you fly back to Vietnam, you may have 15 hours in the flight. You cannot go anywhere, but what can you do? This is nothing you can do. You have to stay in this long flight because you want to go anywhere. Send it. When you go to the temple, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go. But you have 15 hours, you can go upstairs, downstairs, you can do whatever you want. Compared to the time that you sit in the tent, it's more relaxed. Sometimes in our life, we have to face something that we cannot change the situation. Then we have to pray out, we need to open our hearts and accept things exactly as they are. You cannot expect it, but you can learn how to accept things. This is the most important thing we should learn and practice. Because we cannot expect anything. The only thing that we can do is learn to accept something. For instance, today we don't want the rain. Because rain may, you know, prevent some of the people from far, they want to come for the sermon. But we cannot control the rain. Now what can we do? Open your heart to accept the rain. You cannot against the sunshine, but you have the umbrella, you have the sunblock lotion. You can do something for yourself to accept the conditions of life. But you cannot prevent and you cannot stop any conditions of life. This is the main practice of Buddhism. We do not come to Buddhism just for worship. But we do come to Buddhism is for the technique, to live, for the way to live. If we do not learn the way to live, we stay live, but very suffer. But if we do have the construction to live, we are happy to live. Not for ourselves, but we do have extra happiness to share for many people. This is the worth of life. Very important. We do not just create or cultivate happiness for ourselves, but we do know how to cultivate happiness for many people around us in a very mindful way. Sometimes we do love, but the way we love is very hard. People cannot take, people cannot accept the way we love. So we should learn the art of love. Even the parents, you should learn how to love your kids, your children, so they will feel more comfortable with the way you love. The parent, the mother can be the friend, can be the sister of the children. So if you feel that, you still can talk to your parents, anything, that is your happiness. If you feel that I cannot talk with anything with my mom, I cannot talk anything with my mom, my father, this is something you should go back and work on. How come we can talk with many people around but accept the parents? This is something we need to work on. This is the body. And we should do something to make it no more, no longer upon us. We want to go through everything. And especially the communication, we still have to do the same. No communication, no life. In this human life, we want lot of communication. The communication between parents and children, the communication between mother and father, husband and wife, we need communication. Even when you lost your way, you need to stop at the gas station to talk with the cashier there. You need to talk, you need to speak. You need to communicate with them. They need to understand what you want, where you want to go. So if we have no communication, no direction. Same thing. Love cannot turn greater if we have no communication. So every time when we come to the Buddhist practice, we listen to the Dhamma talk, it's the time for us to observe the teachings of the Buddha and to turn these teachings into real that we can apply in our daily life. So each of us can be the real, the active teachings. So today, we come for this ceremony just to remind us the real communication is not between us and technology. The real communication is between humans and humans, because only hearts and hearts can feel. If you hold the iPhone, the iPad, hold it, you can do a lot of work there. You can play a lot of games there. They can recognize everything you do. But that is only still technology. They cannot feel your pride. They cannot feel your feelings. Only humans does. So I hope that we all take some time to reflect what we should do. If we do not have any communication between us and someone, this is the time for us to thinking back and doing something. Work on it to make your communication smoothly. Hell is not underground. Hell is right deep in our hearts. So the word down deep is not from in the ground, down and deep in our hearts. If you carry so much suffering, you are very deep suffering. You are in the deep hell. You can turn hell into heaven. They all start with H. Hell or heaven. And you can transform hell into heaven. But if you are not mindful enough, you may turn heaven into hell. Thank you for your listening. I hope you have a wonderful ceremony and a wonderful time with your parents in this beautiful parents festival.